Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go on Your Voice Counts. I've been off the air for, one, two, 3 weeks, and we got things pretty well worked out. And I certainly want to thank RBN and, of course, Sean Stadtmiller for keeping us on the air and remembering the crew of the USS Liberty like no other radio station has done. I also want to thank, of course, no doubt, the people that take care of this show and make it happen. And I've been getting a lot of calls. Well, Phil, did you get off the air and this and that and the other? No, I didn't. It just, we move things around here and, you know, when you move things around, that's just the way it works. And thank you, Michael Powers, for getting that all squared away. And again, you know, John Stadtmiller remembers the crew of the USS Liberty. He remembers the men that were slaughtered that day. He remembers the men that were wounded that day. He remembers the wounds that were cut into America by a foreign government, a Zionist foreign government, that murdered Americans on the high seas and in international waters, doing what our government orders do. I do this show in memory of that crew. I do that show in memory of the men that were the wounded. I do that show, this show, in memory of the families treated like dirt, by the way. I believe I follow Jack McLam. I didn't get on the internet quick enough to get everything going, but I follow Jack McLam, a famous law officer and a very famous and dear friend, an honest, wonderful human being. It is my honor to follow such a great man. And his girl, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and just go on month after month. She's done so much for the show, for Jack and everybody else. And I just wanted to thank, Carol for her great, contribution to Jack and this radio station. And it's my honor to follow Jack on this, show. I also want to say what a great, great thrill it is for me to hear Kat Faber's voice again on Your Voice Counts. What a wonderful woman, a loving woman, a lover of many, many things, animals, fish, worms, you name it. She's a good one, but she's a lover of human beings. First and foremost, the reason I say that, she just cares for everything. She's just a very caring, wonderful, beautiful human being, and I couldn't do this show without her. I just respect her so much, and her husband, Rick, too. He does and supports her her efforts, and it's just, you know, thank you, Rick. I certainly appreciate that you guys work together and give Kat a free hand. You know, a lot of men have egos, and can't do this, can't do that. But Rick, you're one of those type of guys that, you know, that, supports your wife. Listen, hang on, folks, supports your sponsors, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. Oh, by the way, when you look on the side of RBN, you see the flag of the United States of America, no other flag, but the United States of America. God bless America.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can't handle the truth. And I hate cutting Kat off there for just a second, but I'm going to figure out a way to get her, all of her songs done on one show. That's how good she is. And again, Kat, God bless you. And I'd be remiss if I didn't, very remiss, in fact, if I didn't thank the love of my life, Lisa Turney. She stood by me through thick and thin, and probably more thin than thick sometimes. But she's always there for me. She always cares for me. And she always supports me. And being married to USS Liberty survivor, believe me, folks, that's not easy. It's a very, very hard task. So that thank you goes out to my lovely wife and my family. And I love them deeply. And especially my wife, Lisa. I appreciate her support and her kindness to me over the years. I also want to thank a gentleman that is a person that was aboard the USS Liberty, Mr. John Gadusko. Now, John was a former lieutenant aboard the USS Liberty, a former intelligence officer. Go to John's site, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Very important, folks. This is the best site you're going to get on the Internet about the USS Liberty and many other interesting aspects of the cover-up and so on and so forth, but it is a site that you must go to, tinyurl.com www.facebook.com/USS Liberty. Now, Barto Van Ness. Bart, don't worry. I'm going to get you up in just 1 second, sir, because you are a very VIP important guest on my radio show, and it's a pleasure to have you back on. And I just have to get this Liberty business done, and then we're going to get you on, and we're going to get the real deal, the real truth out of a man that cares about America. And believe me, this man cares about America. Also, I want to thank James Morris. You know, James and I go round and round sometimes. We don't agree on everything, and we can agree to disagree. That's the best part about being friends. And go to James' wonderful site. It's called ushijack.com, ushijack.com. You'll learn a lot of interesting things there, and especially my dear friend and shipmate for many, many years is Mr. Ron Kukul, who has hosted this show several times, more than several. And Ron was in charge of body recovery and identification when we got into Malta. And I always think about that because I was there with Ron. I know the horrors of it. And I know the sleepless nights over it. And we try to relay to people that the reason this happened is the arrogance and the murderous state, the Zionist state of Israel, murdering their only friends in the whole wide world. Yep, the only friends in the whole wide world, the United States of America. Our friends murdered 34 young Americans on the high seas doing their duty and wounded 174 others and ruined a perfectly good ship, a $45 million ship with over 850 cannon rocket holes, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullet holes in her, napalm dropped on all over her ship to burn our life rafts up and everything else. Firing at our firefighters, stretcher bearers, anything that moved, they wanted to kill. They wanted to kill. Five torpedoes shot at us. One of them hit into the starboard side, blowing to bits 25 America's greatest heroes, all National Security Agency men, all of the finest, very finest men you can find in this world, doing the United States bidding of secrets and secret keepings. And they were slaughtered by this government, the state of Israel. Yeah, folks, I don't think the National Security Agency should ever forget that. And I would hope any special ops would never forget that, that these people will do it to you. They did it to us. They'll do it to you. So I hope you remember that. Now, to my very, very special guest and friend that lives up north, up there in the Chesapeake, catches fish, hunts, does everything that he can do to enjoy life. A very honored guest, Mr. Barton Van Ness. And Bart has got a lot of stuff he wants to tell you. And it's a little thing called Operation Open Eyes. And I'm going to let Bart tell you about that. Bart, sorry to keep you online so long, sir, but I have to get this work done. Welcome aboard. Your voice counts on this beautiful, beautiful Football Sunday, and thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Phil, for having me on the show, and I've got a lot to cover, yes. First of all, I'd like to say, and I'm sure that everybody feels this way, every day my thoughts and prayers are to those people that have been killed, to the victims of those people that have been killed by these mass shootings. And when I say victims, not only the people that have been killed and wounded, but their families, their loved ones, their friends, and their communities, they're all victims. Now, I want to say this. I am not an NRA member, nor do I have an assault rifle. But I think it is absolutely necessary for the American people to have an assault weapon because the Second Amendment was put there for the purpose of the citizenry to be able to defend themselves from the government, and unfortunately, our government today is completely out of control and infringing more and more on our rights and freedoms. Examples, the Patriot Acts and the National Defense Authorization Act. That is the military. That is where the military can come in your home, arrest you without a warrant, imprison you without a trial, indefinitely. Now, other examples of federal tyranny are Fast and Furious, where the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have been shipping guns to Mexico, and this has been covered up by the Obama administration. Now, other examples are Hurricane Katrina, where FEMA came in, and absolutely, FEMA and the police and National Guard, they took the guns out of the hands of people. They went from house to house. People's homes were looted, and there's instances where the New Orleans police actually came in, robbed the people, and raped them. And this was covered up. And an example of FEMA, I want to give several examples here, and I've got a list here, Phil. First, FEMA tells, and this was at Katrina, FEMA tells first responders not to respond until told to do so. These are, FEMA news came out of this. FEMA will not accept Amtrak's help in evacuations. Offer of helicopters for rescue work is rejected. FEMA blocks 500 Florida airboat pilots from rescue work. FEMA to Chicago, send just one truck. These are all articles that came out in various news media. FEMA turns back volunteer sheriff's deputies and medical team. FEMA bars morticians from entering New Orleans. Pentagon says military mission in New Orleans is combat, not rescue. FEMA blocks 500 boat citizen flotilla from delivering aid. Homeland Security won't let Red Cross deliver food. Military turns back flood survivors trying to leave cities. Thousands held at gunpoint and locked up in Superdome. FEMA fails to utilize Navy ship with 600-bed hospital on board. FEMA cuts local emergency communications phone lines. FEMA turns away experienced firefighters. FEMA turns back Walmart trucks, supply trucks. FEMA prevents Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel. Navy pilots who rescued victims are reprimanded. U.S. government turns back German plane with 15 tons of aid. FEMA officials forbid stores from reopening. Sheriff defies their order and threatens to arrest them. FEMA declines volunteer firemen for rescue operations, uses them to distribute public relations pamphlets. FEMA orders doctor to stop treating hurricane victims. FEMA ignores offer buses for evacuation New Orleans. And this came out of pages 65 and 66 out of Jack McLane's publication, Operation Vampire Killer 2012. That is pages 65, 66. Now, also, you have, not only that, you had Ruby Ridge, where there was federal tyranny there. Everybody remembers that. Oklahoma City, Waco, when the children were killed, and they were children killed in Oklahoma City, too, by the government. Medina, North Dakota, where Gordon Call, a federal fugitive, was later ambushed and shot and killed. It's true that he had killed two federal marshals in defense of his family. And he and an Arkansas sheriff were killed. Gordon Call's body was burned, and he was mutilated. Now, we have had, in the past years, we've had mass shootings. Killeen, Texas, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Binghamton, New York, Amos County, Congressman Jefford, Aurora, Oak Hill, Wisconsin, and Newtown, and that and
Bart,
also
Bart, Bart, just hang on a minute. Sir, I'll tell you what. This is so interesting, and we're going to bring you right back on. We got to take a break here.
Fine.
And we're going to go. But, folks, remember, real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. And, by the way, our board operator today is Devin, a very accomplished young man, good at his job. Thank you, Devin. Support your sponsors because they support the truth, liberty, and justice. Remember the USS Liberty.
There were too many errors and too much
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today. Crisis occurs. How will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Let the ship move farther out to sea. There were too many errors.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome aboard again. Your voice counts on this outstanding radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. And I'll tell you what, it just becomes more and more evident. It just becomes more and more evident that people have to understand the truth if we want to keep our democracy, if we want to keep our Constitution in place, if we want to keep our civil rights, our rights afforded us by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, Bart, you mentioned so many different things about FEMA. Now, I don't think you have an axe to grind with FEMA. I think you have a very legitimate and honest concern as an American citizen, and it needs to be brought out. And I applaud you for doing that. I really do. And it just, you know, I'll tell you what, Bart, you're quite a fellow. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you. Phil, now, I just gave you a list of all the mass shootings that have happened. And supposedly these were all supposedly by a single crazed gunman who killed themselves or don't remember doing it. Now, there is a definite pattern to this. Now, Jack McLam, as you mentioned in his bulletin, and I have a copy of his bulletin here, it was in spring of 2007, and folks, write this down. It's issue 42.1, spring 2007, it exposes what is known as Operation Open Eyes. And basically, that Jack McGlynn, this came out after Columbine and also after Virginia Tech. And Jack predicted that these things would happen again and again and again, because the purpose is to create mass hysteria with using the major news media and getting the people scared and demanding that there be gun control. Now, unfortunately, Jack was absolutely right. This is called Operation Open Eyes. And I hope people will put this down and look it up on the internet. Operation Open Eyes and PSYOPs. Now, I'm going to give a quick resume of Open Eyes, and then later in the program, I'm going to go into details of what Jack had. First of all, Gunther Rosbacher in 1996 exposed he was a 29-year veteran of the CIA. And he explained exactly how these multiple mass shootings go about. Subjects are chosen from level one all the way through a mind control program that eventually leads to the suicide of the sleeper. Initially, a group of the intelligence community canvassizes the county hospitals, immigration centers, and other places, maybe these homeless centers, and a lot of these kids that have disappeared may be used in this. They try to locate people who have no close family or friends. When selected, these people are put under heavy hypnosis where a definitive pattern of their usefulness is determined by psychiatrists. Showing higher IQ, the candidate is placed in a call file. Now, this is called, and then they're hypnotized, and it is level one hypnosis section. When fully qualified, the subject will be recalled and taken for further tests for
No problem. Go ahead. We all do it. Just go ahead. Please, Bart.
If he passes, then he is brought to level two hypnosis, where specific instructions are passed through hypnotic commands and suggestions are into his personality, and he's given diverse small orders. Then he is given a recall service notice and a handler. The handler supplies a trigger work that includes instructions on when and where to report, and the subject will have no memory of either. Level 3 hypnosis injects an overwrite or a new identity or personality can eliminate all fear and nervousnesses. This is similar to having multiple personalities, except the original personality is repressed or hidden under overwrite and will not surface for a set period of time determined by the programmer. So then we go to level 4. And at level 4, the subject no longer differentiates between right and wrong. The subject will be told he is a superhuman and all laws are written for other people, and his moral code and fear of dying are replaced with a new supermanic feelings. If the intent of the program is to create an assassin who will kill on cue, all morality.
I think, Bart, we got another break coming up, and then we got, buddy, we got some callers that want to talk, so we got to get them in. They call this show, we want to get them in, but you can keep on with your explanations and what's going on. Folks, real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. And hey, remember,
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for Your Voice Counts, first Sunday show. And I'm very, very happy to be associated with RBN and over the years, and actually I'm very, very happy to have a Sunday show too. It just it fits everything that you know, that I was looking for, and I hope it works out great for RBN too. And I really appreciate it, John and Mike. Thank you very much. And I wanted to also folks, the people that call in, I always make sure, or try to my very, very best to make sure that when you call in, your voice is heard. And Ken, respectfully, I want to thank you, sir, for joining our show from Virginia. So, Ken, you're up first on the air. What would you like to ask Bart or myself, please?
This is a terrific program. You have a very educated audience, and you know that all of these things, whether it's Waco, whether it's Virginia Tech, whether it's Sandy Hook, you have mind control, you have the Rothschilds are somewhere in the background, and I want to bring out something about the Rothschilds that is not generally known. It is most all the listeners to this program know that the Rothschilds, they had agents. They had August Belmont in the north and Judah Benjamin in the south. They wanted to keep the nation divided because they were afraid if the United States became too powerful, it would overwhelm the power of the British crown. And Samuel Finley Breeze Morse, the inventor of the telegraph, and I think that was in the early 1800s, when they laid the Atlantic cable, which was, and I don't have the exact date, but I'm guessing it was around 1857, that was the first electric connection between the United Kingdom and the United States. And he went over to Britain to supervise the to train the Brits on the use of the cable. And while he was over there, of course, he listened in and he found that the use of the cable, of course, as everyone might expect, was being used by for transmissions between banks. And the banks were forecasting in 1857 that there was going to be a war between the North and the South. And if people had known this, that they were already actively planning this, the whole course of history would have been changed. And that's in a rare document that I have. And I also have another rare document that was printed in 1800 that said that the English aristocracy wanted to keep the North and the South separate because they realized that if they came together as one, that they would overwhelm the power of the English. And this is a very rare document. So this is, I think, extremely interesting. And as I say, we know that all of these things, whether it's the USS Liberty, they're all, it's one ball of information which all interrelates. And I just wanted to bring this in without FEMA, the absolute the terrible, terrible criminality, which is unbelievable, which most people won't believe. So I'll leave it there, and I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to bring this information to your audience. And so I'll let you continue with your other calls. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken, very, very much for listening to your voice counts and that very interesting information. I had no idea about. And Bart, what are your thoughts on Ken's comments about the transmissions, the banks? And I guess it's always the banks, isn't it?
It's always the banks.
Well, he's absolutely right. But let me say this too, Phil. I wanted to go into the final step of this thing, if I could. I went through level 4. He becomes a programmed sleeper assassin, is fully prepared for level 5, at which time a code word is etched into the subject's brain. This is the trigger word. He is now referred to as a queer-eyed, and he is a sleeper assassin. His programming usually includes killing himself as well, or those who don't, or like Sirhan or James Holmes cannot remember them committing the crime, why they did it, or being hypnotized. This is Operation Open Eyes, and it's carried through by PSYOPs. So, you know, go ahead and bring somebody else if you want. I have some other comments to make later, before the end of the show, please.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. That's not a problem at all, Bart. But, hey, I wanted to tell you, friend, happy birthday. Congratulations on, turning 54. And, you know, that's a milestone in itself.
I know, and I'm 81.
Yeah, okay. I had a misquote here. 81. Well, congratulations on being 81, Barton. And you're a sharp old fella, and you got a lot of things going for you, and I appreciate you being on Your Voice Counts. And we do have another caller, and I believe it's Karen or Karen in New York. Or Canaan. If I got it wrong, I apologize, but I'm not good with names or words. But please go ahead in New York, please.
Hello, Phil Curdy. Can you hear my voice?
I can. Hello, how are you?
Doing fine. It's Canaan.
Okay, thank you, Canaan.
Yeah, I honor you a lot, Phil Curdy, at other veterans with yours at Liberty.
Well, thank you.
And I honor those Arab troops that fought against Israel bravely, that risked their whole lives to liberate Palestine from Israeli occupation.
Israel occupation. Well,
as well as those Palestinian fighters that opposed Israel as well. As well as those Soviet troops that fought against Israel during 3 years after the Youth of Liberty attack. Are you aware of this?
I'm aware of many different things and facts.
Four Soviet pilots were shot down by Israel in a dogfight during the 1970s.
I've heard that. I can't confirm it.
And I honor both the Soviets and the Americans, but you Americans like you, but the Soviets especially because they gave a lot of aid to the Arabs, a lot. And without them, there would be no opposition to Israel whatsoever. They fought against Israel in the UN.
Well, my comments on the Soviets at this moment, then we'll let Bart come in with his comments.
And I'm tired, and I honor you a lot, Phil Turney. Do you understand that? I honor you a lot. I give you a great honor. A lot. I also add something else. These anti-Semites are an insult to you, a great insult to you. And I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, I'm on their anti-hate list.
Because Peter Herzl said himself that anti-Semites shall be our best friend. Zionists love anti-Semites. We're propaganda to unite people like you and me who oppose Israel but aren't anti-Semitic. And there are a lot of Jews that oppose Israel, a lot, that are on our side with us. Believe me.
We didn't kill anybody aboard the USS Liberty. The Zionist State of Israel murdered 34 of my shipmates and almost murdered me and sunk an American ship. And they would have gotten by with it and blamed it on Cairo, and there would have been a nuclear war. There's no doubt about it. But
I honor you a lot.
The point being is that, hey, folks, we've had a lot of things that have overshadowed the real things that mean things greater than us. Listen, I've lived my life. What's greater than me is my kids and grandkids and your kids and grandkids that deserve a better life.
I have no kids. But I'm saying that, you know, if you go to Zionist organizations like the ADO, they always use these anti-Semites to demonize us, those that oppose Israel.
Well, I don't know how you call an anti-Semite or anybody else. I didn't kill anybody. They did all the killing. Now, they can call me whatever they want to, and we'll go on from there. Bart, please go ahead with your comments.
Like the lady said, there are a lot of anti-Semitic Jews. I mean, there are a lot of Jews who are against these Zionists. There's no doubt about it. And they don't want any parts to do it, too. But you've got a lot of Christian Zionists who support Israel also. But, the thing is, I agree that, the true Semites are really the Arabs, if you really want to know so. But I would like to get back to this thing about Oprah and Oz in detail, if I could. I'll leave that up to you, Phil.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You wanted to go into some more stuff.
Yes.
Information. So let's just go ahead along with that right now and go along with the show, because I think it's just going along fine.
Okay. Well, one of the things you have to realize with these killings, as I said, Open Eyes, these killings fit to the T, and I cannot emphasize enough, Phil, that people look this up on the internet, Open Eyes and PSYOPs, and they can contact Jack McLam's organization, and he's got that bulletin, a very fine bulletin. And here are some things that you have to realize. There have been other mass killers. In May of 1927, Bath Township, Michigan, a man used bombs to kill his wife and blow up his home, and then killed 38 people in the school, including many children. You also had that guy, Speck, in Chicago. He murdered 8 nurses with a knife, you know. Look at the soldier in Iraq. He killed 16 Afghanistans. Do we take the guns away from the military? This is all set up to try to get the guns out of the hands of the American people. And I can tell you, our last line of defense now, I think, is the Second Amendment. And I mean to defend yourself. Don't go out and go in the streets. Absolutely not. Now, what can people do? They can contact all pro-gun groups, the NRA, Gun Owners of America, etc., to put pressure, to expose open eyes and psyops and inform others. Contact your representatives, your congressmen, your senators, and ask them to investigate open eyes and psyops. Now, one thing they can do, I have written my representative, I've contacted him about open eyes. You can also talk to the House Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, and ask him to look into that, investigate this, put the pressure on, and your representative in Congress. And I think this is very important. I've also suggest, how about if a bumper sticker came out, set on the back of your car, expose Operation Open Eyes and PSYOPs to stop school killings. Put that on the bumper, on the back of your car. That would raise some questions. Now, do you want to have any comments now, Phil?
Well, you know, comments, I have a bunch. But I do want to get into something that is happening right now. A 65-year-old man, kidnapped a 5-year-old or 6-year-old child. Has got him in a bunker right now. With weapons, he murdered the bus driver for some reason, pick on this kid. Maybe it was another one he wanted. It doesn't make any difference. He does have a child in his possession and custody. And I know the Alabama officials are doing all they can to get this kid safely home. Now, I'm not saying this equates in any way, shape, or form with Ruby Ridge or whatever, but if you look side by side, Bart, we have on Ruby Ridge, we have a dog, we have a little kid killed and a mother. So, and now we have this going on. And is it all about the guns? No, it's not all about the guns. It's about the idiots that use them.
And misuse of firearms.
Absolutely. And the people that rightly deserve to own firearms, and that's 99% of the public as far as I'm concerned, the Second Amendment, it is, in my view, a way to take the American people off track where they can't protect themselves, not just from intruders, but their own government. What are your comments on that?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I abhor the misuse of a firearm. I can tell you that. I absolutely abhor the misuse of a firearm. But a lot of people don't know it. But Jack McLam wrote another newsletter, 42.2, Spring 2000 Miles, 2009, I'm sorry, whereby Michael Chertoff headed up the Homeland, the Department of U.S. Homeland Security from its incept until our current pretend President Obama appointed CFR and Bilderberger member Janet Napolitano. Mr. Chertoff has set up two communist mass murderers to serve as his chief deputies.
We got another break coming on. And,
okay.
Folks, listen, we had one caller that called in. I'm not even going to tell the state, but I didn't want to bring him on, and I usually don't do that because I'm not going to insult the audience. I'm not going to insult myself. I'm not going to insult any guest on this whole on this show. So, folks, if you want to be real, you know, let's do that. But let's be respectful to each and every one of us, because we all have different opinions, and there's nothing wrong with that to have different opinions, you know. And so let's be respectful to each other. And Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, Because You Can Handle the Truth. And thank you, Devin, for screening those calls. See you in just a bit.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, folks. We go to the last, 4 or 5 minutes of Your Voice Counts. And thank you, dear Cap, for your just beautiful voice. It just, and what's behind your beautiful voice is your heart, your soul. And I tell you what, there's so many fellows, and women around the country that respect what you do. And I will give you that respect till the day they bury me. But I wanted to, and I hate to take you off when your beautiful song's playing, but I wanted to let everybody know, listen, I got hacked. And I got hacked real good on my mail and email and stuff. And I'm going to give you this on air. And I think I'm pretty well covered now. Let's see if they can hack me again. But my email address is Philip, PhilipTourney, at ymail.com. Philip Turney at ymail.com. C-O-M. Now, if you want to try to hack me again, go for it. But I think I got you pretty well covered. And, folks, why would they want to hack me? Well, they can't handle the truth. They don't like the truth. And, you know, just like with Bart, trying to get out what he wants to do, trying to do the country a service, trying to protect the First, the Second Amendment, as we all are. I mean, for God's sakes, folks, we're not against our own country. But listen, I'm against my country being taken over and has been taken over by the Zionist State of Israel. I mean, my God, Hegel, he has to get on his knees to get nominated as the Secretary of Defense when he said he was a senator of the United States of America, not Israel. Now, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that for him sticking up for the United States of America? Now he's backtracking. Now he's backtracking because the Zionists got to him. Very disappointed in that. Very disappointed. Of course, he'll be approved because that's what Obama was. But I'll tell you what, Hegel did serve his country honorably as a ground pounder, got two Purple Hearts, and now he's backing up on Israel. And whatever Israel does, they can do no wrong. Oh, by the way, Israel did drop some bombs in Syria yesterday. Is this a precursor to war? How many more American lives are going to have to be wasted for the state of Israel? I have no idea. Go ahead, Bart.
Thanks, Phil. I just wanted to give the names of the two deputies that Michael Chertoff appointed to his Homeland Security, and they're probably still around. It is Marcus Wolf. And he was the former head of the Communist East Stasi Secret Police, and Yuri Primakov, former head of the Communist Russian KGB. Now, Homeland Security now is building bulletproof kiosks and ordering millions of rounds of bullets that they're not armor-piercing, but they're hollow-point bullets. Bullets that explode and kill people, definitely. And we have concentration camps set up in this country. Now, what happens if the American people are disarmed, using psyops as an excuse to do it?
Bart, we're running out of time. Listen, hey, buddy, will you come back on my radio show again? I would certainly appreciate it, and get some more talking done.